My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, socks, a commercial, Dr. Seuss answers, and a roast. So listen and enjoy.
Let's talk about something else. I go, okay, I did not want to talk about this anyway. We have time for that next week. Let's talk about something more pleasant. What would you like to talk about? She goes, what have you been up to? I go, up to my cock and hot women.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Up to my cock and hot women.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm eccentric. And charming.
Oh, you also write porn, too.
Yeah, what are you doing? Is it really out of character, Joe?
I think of it that
way.
That
makes her laugh. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's still worried.
I'm running away with the Vasciola sisters.
I was just going to bring them up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, all things considered. Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Really? You got a cat that talks to you and you're questioning me? I go up to my cock and hot women. In reality, it was my kid's vomit, and this morning was snow. But I thought hot women sounded more exciting than puke and snow.
Yes, it does.
She goes, what's wrong with your kid? I go, stomach bug, fever, and puking. Fun. Poor thing is on clear fluids. This was true. She goes, have you taken her to the hospital? I go, doctor this morning in the snowstorm. Pretty glamorous life I got going on. Don't you wish you were here with your big star? She goes, yeah, I guess. But it is fine. Is she fine now? I go, she's very weak. She's able to drink a little liquid every 20 minutes. She goes, sorry to hear that. Wish her a speedy recovery.
That was a very funny Freudian slip there. You looked at the clock. When you said every 20 minutes, you looked at the clock to see. Well, should she get liquid again?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, she's very concerned. So I thank her. So I asked what's new and exciting in her part of the world. I asked her how my Red Sox are coming along. Because remember, she's going to make me Red Sox.
Oh, that's right.
She's supposed to knit me Red Sox.
Yeah. I was like, Red Sox? What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Then I go, I guess you're gone, because there was a pause. Then she goes, Chris Brown came here to perform.
What?
The really? Singer Chris Brown.
Did he really?
I go, are you his new punching bag?
I knew that was so funny.
She goes, then I go, where'd you go? She goes, had to switch off. The phone was freezing. I go, oh, could have said goodbye. So are you going to try and sneak into Chris Brown's dressing room? She goes, nope, it was a huge concert. I go, would you like to miss Chris Brown? She goes, not really. She asks if I've met him before. I go, nope. I might hang out with drug addicts, whores, and assassins, but I don't hang out with guys who beat women.
Nice.
I am a man who fight for your honor.
I have standards, damn it.
That's what I'm trying to get across.
Yes.
I go, yeah, I'm not a... She goes, I guess that's good. I go, yeah, I'm not a total degenerate.
98%.
Yeah. She asked me how the commercial I was shooting went. I go, I think it went well. This is when I was doing a shoot. There I go, they're going to try to sell it to the Travel Channel. Also might be shown in airports and the internet. They have big plans, but so does everybody. I guess keep your fingers crossed. Did I mention it to you? She goes, nope, you didn't. Guess you forgot.
Yeah, she did.
I think I did a while ago. I don't know if I did mention this to her. Maybe I did. She goes, then how'd you know about it? She goes, told me you were shooting, but I didn't know you had finished and delivered it. That's true. Mm-hmm. I told her something was coming up. I go, oh, did it on Wednesday. If all goes well, maybe there'll be more. Don't know, though. I go, do you like that I do TV sometimes? She goes, yeah, sounds cool and fun. I go, cool. Some girls love it. Others hate it. And still others will love you just because you do those things. She goes, okay, but if you enjoy doing it, it's fine. All that matters. I go, it pays the bills. Also, can get you pretty girls, but I already got one of them, so I can scratch that off the list. Unless, of course, you don't mind. And then she was gone.
Oh.
March 9th. Let me just check on something. Well, you guys have any takes on any of that?
I still think all the personal stuff is just to lure you in even more.
Yeah.
I mean, she did say she wants to get married, and we still don't... That might be the new plot.
But she disappeared like a thief in the night.
Bad phone. I mean, you know, it's possible. It's possible. I don't know.
I know. But, you know, we've always talked about that when we watched that video from the guy saying, yeah, when they say that their video, like, paused and freezed up, they always claim that it's bad technology. Now, we can't say, yeah, we're the ultimate scammers because we have bad tech every week.
That's true. Oh, shit, now they're going to accuse me.
That's funny.
I know. But the thing is, you know, they use that as an excuse. Oh, something froze up. It's like, oh, it's getting a little too close for comfort, or I got to get the manager over to confer.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
All right, March 9th. I say, hi. She goes, how do you do? I go, I do okay.
How do you do?
I go, I do okay. How do you do? I go, I do fast. I do slow. I do short. I do long. I do in the day. I do in the night. I do you so you feel all right.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Yes. What, no good?
That was funny.
She goes, I'm fine. Thanks for letting me know how you do. I go, well, you ask.
Can we put the rap music back on?
Oh, this one's better than that, Joe. I'm not what you want me to be.
That's what it was.
She goes, I'm fine. Thanks for letting me know how you do. I go, well, you asked. Did I say too much? She goes, yeah, but it's nice to know you do. I go. She asks how your kid is doing. I go, oh, so I did say too much. Okay, I'll be quiet. You talk. She asks me how my kid's doing. I go, Varia was sick last night, but the fever broke, and she's much better now. Thanks for asking. She asks if I took her to the hospital. I said, no, just the doctor yesterday. She goes, it's good to know that the kid's quite better. I go, she's getting better. Keep her inside and resting today, and she should be fine tomorrow. How are my Red Sox coming along? And I thank her for the concern. She goes, you're welcome. I go, I never heard from Ishmael for the roast you want me to write. Remember, I need to get family members to write this roast for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to write her a comedy roast that she wants. I mean, I've got a couple personalities to work with, so it should be fine. She goes, oh, sorry about that. I forgot to tell him. We'll tell him today so he can contact you. I go, okay, are you working on my socks? She goes, not yet, but we'll very soon. I go, when can I see you this week? She goes, Thursday or Friday. Will that be all right? I go, I guess. I just want to see you and figure all this out as soon as possible. I think that is better for everybody, don't you? She goes, yeah, that's a good idea. So I go, okay, then when we get this done this week, are you ready to be either single or to work towards your wish?
Wow.
Remember, she wants to get married to me. She goes, I'm ready to work towards my destiny and prepare for any eventuality.
Mm-hmm.
She
okay.
writes better than Craig.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I go, where do you see your destiny? She goes, I guess I will see that after the vid chat. I ask her, she's nervous. She goes, just a little, and you? I say, no, I like seeing your smile. I like to hear you laugh. I like being distracted by your other assets. She's got big boobs. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. It will be a if you have nothing to hide, it will be a great day. Why are you nervous? She goes, I have nothing to hide either. This might be the end or start of something beautiful or otherwise. I go, will you be sad if this ends? She goes, yeah, I will, won't you? I go, very. She goes, same here. I go, next week is a big week. Great, now I'm nervous. LOL. She goes, I guess you are. And then she laughs. I ask her why she's nervous. She goes, it's either make or break of us, just a little nervous. I go, do you think if we break up, this has been a waste of your time? So, you know, it's certainly been a waste of resources. She goes, no, it's not. I met a good person and will always be glad I did. Well, that's nice.
All right.
I smile. I go, if this does not work, are you going to try to resume trying to find love on the internet? Just don't really know, but even if I do, I will be honest and won't hide my identity.
Okay.
A new strategy.
Bitch gotta eat.
Bitch gotta eat. Not what you wish me to be.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.